Good morning to everybody. Shlishi of Bechukosai, of course, the Tocha, the Ramban, the story of Chorban Bayis Rishon, Shiva Tzion, Galus Bavel, as he details extensively, contrast to Kisavu, Tocha, Mishneh Torah, which captures Chorban Bayis Sheni, the Galus, which from the Ramban's perspective would be the final Galus, followed by the Geula Meula, as he refers to it. The Gula Shlema, as we might refer to it. Nothing about that Ramban suggests, by the way, that it can't be a process, but that the final result is what the result is. There's much literature surrounding that, but it seems clear that the Ramban was convinced that there would be no Gula Shlishis, which obviously would stand us in good stead. What I want to focus on is Shitas Rashi. From the very beginning of the Toch Chaim, B'chukosai Timasu, V'mes Mishpatai Tigal Nav Shechem, so Rashi says this is the first of a series of sets of seven. The next line, the failure to learn leads to failure to comply. That's three. Mishpatai tigal nav shechem sonei chacham is four. Levilti asos. That's monei asacherim asos. It's five. It's called mitzvosai. Kofer shalot tzivisim. It's kafira b'mitzvos. Lahafrechem is brisi. Kofer biker. So Rashi says, Harei sheba averos. Rishona goreres hashniya. V'chein ad ha-shviyas. V'elohein lo lamad lo asa. Mois b'cher mosim. Sonei sachacham monei asacherim asos. Kofer mitzvos. Kofer biker. Somebody was asking me on Sunday, a colleague, about different makoros that speak to the insidious powers of rationalization. I think this is a classic example. So, in bechukosai timasu, that's the first stage of rationalization. Mois becher ma'osim, the preceding two phases are personal. So you're not going to comply. We could have stopped there. It could have been a personal thing, and you know, the classic libertarian approach, c'est la vie, live and let live. But the fact that one is not learned, the fact that one is not compliant, it creates a sense of creeping insidious self-doubt. And rather than feel a possible tinge of guilt, one assuages it by trying to level the playing field. That's the next stage of moes be'acherim ha'osim. One develops a sense of derision, even revulsion, at those who live in compliance. And of course, that quickly transfers over to those to whom they are compliant, namely sonei achachamim. In attempt to levilti asos, moneas acherim asos, right, an attempt to prevent others from highlighting your own deficiencies through their compliance, is kol mitzvosai, and then to make the ultimate argument, which is to say this is all nonsense anyway, why would anybody want to do this, right, even if one fails to prevent them from doing so, well, one makes a mockery of it, and then finally, kafar bi'ikar, right, it's just the mitzvos are foolish, the mitzvos are foolish, the mitzvah is foolish. Where did all this come from? Lo lamad, lo asa. Nobody wants to be in a stage of having to acknowledge that they're falling short where others are succeeding. And so the process of mois be'acherim osin, soneas achachamim, moneas achachamim, kofer mitzvos kafer be'ikar is inexorably unleashed. Very few people have the integrity, intellectual honesty, even if they're not going to comply, not willing to invest the time and the effort, the perseverance to study the details of the mitzvos and then to implement them, to say, very few people have the integrity to say, it's my shortcoming. Obviously, those who are willing to expend enormous amount of diligence and effort, time, emotional energy, otherwise, to be able to understand and discharge obligations vis-a-vis mitzvos, right? People unwilling to do that, very often unwilling to acknowledge the value of that. It takes a very unique person, singular individual, to be able to say, I'm not willing to make that investment of deep respect for those who do. And that's the power of rationalization. Nobody wants to feel that their work ethic is lacking, or their discipline is lacking. So it must be that if I'm not doing it, it's not worth doing. The ultimate result being fear of mitzvos, kafar beikar. So tocha, in tilchim bekari, afari elechi machem b'chamas kari, very much the ball is in our court. The question is, how does one react to one's own spiritual shortcomings if one attempts to compensate for them through the dark forces of rationalization? The only result can be afani elechi machem b'chamas oso hakeri.